I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COV is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, hello, hello. You are listening to the COV podcast here at AusBiz. It is August the 1st, the start of a new trading month, but much like we saw in July, more gains coming through for the local market. I'm your host today, David Scott, joined luckily enough by Carl Rotter. Carl, well, another gain, and now the benchmark index is up over 9% from the lows hit in the middle of June.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, eh? And not far from that sort of magical, not quite sacred, because it's nowhere near 30,000, of course, but 7,000 level on the index. It took a little while for the market to wake up this morning, but got to wriggle on in the later stages of the day. And yeah, pretty solid 0.7% gain, so nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, energy sector leading the way today, along with the utility space also. So pretty handy gains coming through in healthcare and telecommunications. Maybe, even though we saw a bit of an uplift in long bond yields, certainly a lot of impact that's coming on from that steep decline from what we're seeing bond yields recently is starting to go and filter through to those areas of the market. Maybe that's a play at the moment so you can go hitch your ride to. I know I had a chat with Isaac Poole today on the program, of course, and he was talking about how he thinks that there's going to be much more further downside to come for bond yields, and that is why he still was pretty constructive on the global equity space. You had a chat with him. Anything else, the takeaways that that came from that discussion?
No, I think you nailed it on, hit it on the head. He was talking about 10 years going back down towards 2%. He thinks it's time to potentially add duration. He thinks he's sort of wading into equities a little bit, but I still suspect, well, from what I gathered, still concerned about the earnings outlook just as we see growth start to slow. So time to be kind of cautious, but certainly thinking that we've hit the peak of the cycle when it comes to long bond yields.
Sean Lurt was another conversation we had on the program today. You were lucky enough to have that chat as well. What was the other crux of that conversation? It's one of the other featured interviews in the newsletter today.
He was really, really in-depth. I'm looking forward to getting him back on again because I felt like he gave us a lot of information for free. But we sort of had a bit of a look at the buy now, pay later space. And not to give too much away, obviously he wanted to discuss whether this bounce that we're seeing at the moment in, well, especially names like Zip, but Sezzle and others in the buy now, pay later sector has legs to it, has some sort of fundamental impetus, or if it's basically funny money playing with the price again. And, I mean, obviously, I won't give too much away, but he believes the latter. But he talked extensively about that. But he also had a really good sort of, deeper discussion about email payments, spoke about his preferences for diversified financials. So like I said, gave away a lot of free information today, which obviously we love, but it was a really good interview.
Well, Carl, you mentioned just before about earnings coming through. We've got a fourth quarter update coming through from Aussie Broadband. On the surface, it looked pretty reasonable, all things considered, but the share price was absolutely savage today. It was down around about 16%. Also, so we thought we'd take the opportunity to go and nominate it for our stock of the day. So Koshy today, he was joined by Gaurav Sodhi from Intelligent Investor and David Novak from Wealthwise Education to get their take as to whether it's worthwhile to go and buy the dip after this pretty pronounced sell-off we've seen today.
Yeah, I've owned this since it IPO'd, and I've been, you're right, I've been a fan of it, and I particularly think the founder and management is outstanding in this business.
Yep.
I looked at the numbers quickly before I came in, and I have to say, when I looked at the numbers, I thought, oh, this is a great update. The earnings were at the upper end of guidance.
Yep.
The connection numbers were particularly strong. The saving synergies from the acquisition, probably better than expected, I'd say.
Yep.
And the market share gains, again, I'd say better than I would have expected.
Look, it's not a buy for me, technically speaking, because I'm a technician and a fundamentalist as well. But from a technical point of view, it's certainly not a buy on the chart. The trading update was a positive one, but the market, obviously, reaction today isn't positive. I mean, it's just, the stock's down, quite sharply. So something's obviously amiss here for the investors, the shareholders who are selling today.
And there we have it. A buy and a hold does not make it for consideration for the portfolio for the investment committee. So Aussie Broadband not up for consideration at this point in time. Carl, we've got to go talk about some of the macro events that are coming up as well out there. There's going to be a pretty big week being the start of a new month. One of those will be tomorrow, the RBA. Look, it's widely expected there's going to be a 50 basis point hike coming through, the third consecutive one that the bank would have been delivered. Where do you think we might be surprised? Could the bank actually surprise in any way following, of course, that inflation report last week?
Well, I know you missed it, but I'm sure you would have watched it from home there on your week off. Was on the big picture last week. We were talking to Stephen Miller and saying that potentially a 75 basis point hike could be on the cards if they wanted to deliver sort of a shock and awe hike to show that they're sort of serious about the inflation fight. But from overwhelmingly from the economists that I've been speaking to, Paul Brennan today was from Suncorp was the guest on the Big Picture, was saying 50 basis points after that kind of slightly lower than expectation CPI print is almost a sure thing. The question now, of course, is just where they go from here. We've got the statement of monetary policy at the end of the week. The cash rate futures have really dropped expectations for where the cash rate's going to land at the peak of this cycle. So I think that's, you know, the framing for this meeting. You know, maybe, just maybe, they have had sort of, I guess, a recent history of shocking markets, but unlikely this time around. It's really going to be about where they guide us from here and how they kind of, I suppose, communicate what's potentially going to be revisions to their economic outlook.
Another one as well, we've got following the official PMI readings out of China on Sunday, we've got the Caixin equivalent today, more of a small and medium-sized business focus. And the manufacturing sector, no, all pointing to a slowdown or maybe an actual outright contraction in activity over the course of July. We know how disruptive those Omicron-related lockdowns and restrictions are on activity. Just another indication there that despite all this money that's being pumped into the economy, all this expectation about big gains coming through when it comes to infrastructure investment and the like, still not really rubber hitting the road at this point of the cycle.
Nah, really low demand too. Like, I mean, it's quite similar to what we've actually got the ISM manufacturing number out tonight in the US, but I think it's actually a pretty consistent story across these surveys, which new orders are dropping off, the employment indexes are weakening, and it's all these signs that demand is starting to slow. So, you know, clearly there's some nuances in China that's, you know, make things a bit different from the rest of the world. And like you said, it's the lockdown thing, but, you know, not a particularly good signal for global economic activity and aggregate demand.
Yeah, of course. And that's, the PMI release is ahead of what's going to be a pretty bumper week. There's going to be headline APTA as well on Friday, non-farm payrolls out in the States. Pretty crucial one, you'd imagine, given there's so much focus on economic activity and what will happen when it comes to trying to tackle inflation. And will the Fed succeed without going and staging an almighty recession? Hopefully not being the answer. Just to go and wrap it up again today, I'm on the Cboe Australia 200, up 0.4%. Looking across the market map at this point of the time, looking at United Malt Group was the worst performer by some margin. It went and flagged an EBITDA downgrade coming through and got absolutely smashed as a consequence. It was off about 17.7%. Also, PointsBet and Megaport, Novonix, amongst the biggest losers on the market today. They've all run pretty hard over recent weeks. Speaking of running hard, the lithium space is back in vogue today. Some big gains coming through. Also, Linus up 4.6%. So, Carl, it's a pretty good start to the month of August. Let's see whether it continues tomorrow on RBA Tuesday. Mate, have a fantastic night.
You too, mate. Chat then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.